Good afternoon. Today, as you remember, it's now the third Sunday of Easter, and we can still hear the resurrection appearances of Christ. And today, we see the disciples are trying to figure out what has just happened. We see the two disciples on Emmaus, they encountered Christ, and they came back at night and told them what's happening. They saw him. So as they're sharing their story, Jesus comes in the midst of them. The first thing he says, peace be with you. Now, the reason why he says that, he knew that everyone in that room was still scared. That's why he said, peace be with you. He's calming them down. He's giving them peace. But what we see in this room, there are two groups of people. Both groups have been wounded. The first group are the disciples. They've been wounded because of how they failed Christ. They look at their guilt, their pain. They betrayed him. They left him. They denied him. So in that case, they are wounded because of their choices. On the other hand, you also have Christ risen, but he's also wounded. But he's wounded because of love. So we see two communities of people wounded, but they're in one room. One rises with his wounds. Now, it's very clear to us, when Jesus rises, the wounds are still flesh. You ask yourself, why didn't he just heal them? He can do that. But Jesus wanted to point to us the fact that this is the impact of sin. This has happened to me. You can't just deny something as if it never happened and pretend, okay, let's take a time travel and skip that moment. He says, no, it happened. These are my wounds that came from this suffering of love. So the two communities gathered in the upper room, both of them are wounded. But the difference is, one of them is the wounded healer. So through his wounds, is going to heal all other wounds. My friends, many of us can satisfy and say very many times we've been hurt, we've been wounded by someone. If you haven't been wounded, don't worry, it will happen. Just relax, it will happen. But in a certain way, we have all been wounded and we've all been hurt. Sometimes by our own decisions, actions, choices, we've been hurt, and sometimes someone else's choices. But in all this, what we see is the fact that the church is not just a museum of roses. If you're looking for roses in the church, they're not here. A church is a community of wounded people. And when we come here, we come to our wounded healer to heal us. Because through those wounds, now you can get healing of all our wounds. The church invites us today to take a deeper look and ask yourself, how much are you wounded? Mother Teresa used to say that love until it hurts. She's taught all the time, says love until it hurts. But Jesus is teaching us love until it stops to hurt. Because once stops to hurt, it means it becomes part of you. So we are called upon to love, and it hurts to love. Now, we know all of us that when time comes, we shall all have scars in our lives. I hope the scars you have at the end of your life are the scars of love. That when you show up before God, you have all these scars of love. That I loved so much, and this is the impact of my love. So love hurts. Love is painful. It means sacrifice. And that's what we see in our wounded healer. So all of us who have been hurt, Jesus invites us in the upper room. He says, come to the wounded healer. Because through him, only in him, can we find true healing of our wounds. So the question for us tonight, which wounds are you carrying with you? And who caused those wounds? Were they from sin, as Paul's reminding us, if our wounds are from sin, we can go for healing. And if our wounds are from loving, they need to be healed. They need to be embraced with humility and love and be proud of. Because we know, end of the day, only through him can our wounds, our suffering, our heart find true meaning. So when we gather today, we don't come to celebrate the Eucharist as if it's a wedding feast. True, it's a wedding feast. But also we celebrate our wounds we share. We celebrate a community that has come to realize that only through Christ can our wounds be healed. So as I began by asking you, which wounds do you carry with you? Are they wounds of betrayal? Are they wounds of trust, broken trust? Which wounds do you carry with you? We're not calling us to be ashamed of these wounds, but open them up to the only one who can truly heal these wounds. And after healing these wounds, he's sending us out into the world to heal other wounds out there. So when the Mass is ended, it says, go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. It says, go and take my healing to the rest of the world. That's our message tonight. So as we begin this Mass, as we come to the Eucharist, we shall be breaking the bread. Christ is being broken. Allow yourself to be broken. Allow your wounds to be broken by Christ. In doing so, then Christ can truly touch your brokenness and your wounds. The Lord be with you.